Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcast Friday's Talk with Lois. It has been 2 weeks and yes, I missed you. March is coming to an end. If you did not listen to our last podcast on social media minutes, you should definitely listen to it because there are lots of things that you need to learn, you know, laugh about and just catch up on. Well, it's a new month and it is coming to an end. Regardless, on this particular episode, I'm about to do something really interesting that I haven't done in almost 2 years. So, two weeks, I sent out messages to people on my social media and I said, you know, ask me any question you've been wanting to ask. And so people thought I was going to address those questions immediately, but no, they didn't know I was going to use it for my podcast. Either ways, guys, question time with Lois. I'm doing this not just because I'm looking for content for my podcast, you know. I'm doing this because part of what I do is try to be vulnerable and open about it. Now, me being vulnerable doesn't take away my consciousness that I still have myself to uphold, you know, that nobody can use my flaws against me because I know how I'm positioning myself. But it is just me putting myself in a place to make people understand me better, to make people be able to relate to me better, to be able to use some of the life lessons that I've gone through and some of the things that I've had to overcome to help people live a better life and a more positive life. So I've compiled a list of questions and I think there are 20 questions, very striking. I'm just praying to God to help me answer this as open and honest as possible with so much cruise and fun, humor that you would enjoy but still be enlightened at the end. So there are 20 questions here. I already told the people that sent in questions that I'm going to be calling them by name. So nobody is going to be shielded from this. If you're going to ask me a question, please own up to it. Okay, so guys, we're about to start and let us go. Question one. At what age do you intend getting married? I didn't filter these questions. As they came in, I made the list and I didn't want to arrange them personally because I just wanted the flow to go that way. So at what age do you intend getting married? I think that's a striking question that I've been getting from different people, you know. And I don't know. Honestly, I don't know the age I want to get married. Initially, I used to say 25, 24. But next year, I'm going to be 24. I don't know, honestly. Because it's so funny how you never plan love. You never plan these things. In essence, you're never ready for them. So I don't know the age I want to get married. But before I want to get married, the things I know I want to achieve is that I want to be financially stable. I want to be able to depend on myself to provide myself with the kind of comfort that I need and not to be a liability to someone else. Then I know that, okay, well, getting there, but right now I don't think I'm there yet. And regardless, like I said, we don't always plan these things. We never know what can happen in the long run. Question one was from Anima Shang. Question two is from Yemi. What is your body count? Body count going way up. Was a good girl, but you changed. Yemi put me on the spot. He just kept on asking, when are you going to answer my question? When are you going to answer my question? Okay, let's go another song. Charlie, I tell him 0 to 100. Hey, 0 to 100. I tell him 0 to 100. Good. Hey. 0000000. If you don't believe me, that's your business. 0000000. Let's go to the next question. Number three. Why you never proposed to me? Coming from Mide. If you don't know Mide, this is my soul sister, the love of my life. Shout out Mide Odunlami. Thank you so much for always being there. Thank you so much for always giving me your shoulder to cry on. Thank you for letting me be vulnerable with you without being afraid that you're going to judge me. On why I have not proposed to you yet, the only thing is I don't know your the only reason I'm here to propose to you is that you're in Lagos and I'm in Abuja. I want a situation whereby, you know, I get the ring, we're together, we're having this good moment, we're catching up on old times, and then, you know, I just pop the question and I'm leaving you awed and surprised and stunned. I don't know if what I just said totally makes sense, but all I know is that shout out to all the guys out there that are kneeling down and popping the question. It takes a lot of courage, you know. It takes a lot. Ordinarily, the one I just did is shaking me up. So, Mide, just know that very soon, that proposal is going to come. So, let's move on to the next question. Question 4 by Joshua. So, it says, why do you have everything working out for you? Okay, so it's one thing for everything to look like to people that it is working out for you. And it's another, you know, so a lot of people post their achievements, their goals on social media, but they don't post, not everybody posts the lists they had. Okay, so I had this long list of goals that I'm yet to achieve, you know. Not every post that and then shows the tick off. So this is what I wanted to achieve. This is the list and these are all the tick-offs. I ticked off everything, you know. Not everybody does that. They just post like maybe 1, 2, 3, and then a lot of people feel that this person has achieved everything they've set out to do. No, that's not it all the time. I do not have everything working out for me all the time, but most times I do, because I trust God and I follow his leading. So I think I'd only talk to God and I'll forever be grateful to him. So number 5 is coming from Mercy. How do you all that do food and remain the same? Okay, I think how do you eat all that food and remain the same? That's what the question is. So I've come to realize that I have a fast metabolism. What does it mean? It means that for every breakfast I miss, I'm already losing weight. For every stress that I really stress myself out on, I'm already losing weight. You know, I lose weight very quickly because my body processes my food very quickly. So if I don't eat as much, it means I'm going to lose weight when I stress and there is no balance, sort of. So it's not me. I think that's how I've been blessed. You know, a lot of people have been blessed that way. So it's not me. I have no part to play in how much food I eat relating to how much weight that I lose. So that's not on me. So number 6 is coming from GD. Do you want to be like Claire Underwood? Do you want to live in a house of cards? This question, I think this podcast is coming at the right time because just today I finished House of Cards. Very amazing, you know, amazing series. If you're an intellectual, if you're into politics, if you're into English, you know, if you love the dynamics of everything that I've just mentioned, please go and see it. You will love it and you will thank me for it. Trust me, I've been all about it like from February up until now. I just finished it. Well, I'll start with, do you want to live in a house of cards? No, I do not want to live in a house of cards. I think there's too much unnecessary sacrifice that has to be paid to live in a house of cards, you know. And I say unnecessary because, well, unnecessary, someone can contest to the fact that it may be relative, because to some people, they like power. To some people, they like authority. They like money. Different things for different people. Different strokes for different folks. To me, I see it as unnecessary because I don't think I want to do a lot of things all just because of power. And I say this not just because I'm not in that place yet, but because anything that's going to cost me my peace of mind, my sanity, you know, make me not to sleep well at night, I don't think it's going to be worth all that stress. Do I want to be like Claire Underwood? So for people that do not know, the main character in the movie was Frank Underwood. His wife is Claire Underwood. And, you know, she was at the shadows initially, but then as the season progressed, or as the series progressed rather, she came to the limelight. Well, there are some parts of Claire Underwood I see myself. Ambitious, yes. Ruthless, a little bit, but at least mine is with empathy. You know, Claire was ruthless. So I do not want to be like Claire Underwood. I like some parts of her. I like some traits attributed to her, but I do not want to be like Claire Underwood. Thank you, and thank you, Judy. I'd like to own myself, Lois Tarika, but that's the person that I want to be like. Next question from Ife. How easy is it getting a job in Nigeria? Oh, well, I honestly don't know. I recently just got my first job in Nigeria, so I don't know how easy it is. All I can say is pray, keep applying, don't stop applying. How I got even called randomly, I'd applied like 3 to 4 months ago. Was it? I think it was 2 to 3 months ago on LinkedIn. You know, I put up my CV there. It was just like a quick apply. You see those quick applies on LinkedIn. So that was what I did. And 2 months ago, I get a call. So just keep applying. You never know which one is going to click for you. Apart from applying online, you can also go physically. But look for all these Instagram pages that post up job applications. Newspapers also post up job applications. Just search for them. WhatsApp groups, you know, they're on the internet, so they always post, if not job applications, they post scholarships or different things. Affiliate yourself with those, and then any position that you see that you like, you can apply for it. Just be involved with all these things, and I think one of them is going to click for you. You just have to put yourself out there and position yourself properly, and then pray to God, definitely. So number 8 is coming from Mr. Olu. Okay, so oh wow, this is deep. What can you sacrifice your life for? This is deep, guys. I think I'm gonna come back to this question because there is nothing coming off at the top of my head right now. What can you sacrifice your life for, Lois? Next thing, Destiny is coming from Destiny. The next question, that's question number 9. What's life end goal in your view? Well, I think that's very relative, but in my view, the end goal is to cause impact. It's not just to live a life for me and me alone. Like, I mean, everything, even nature, doesn't live for itself. You bury or you plant a seed, the tree grows. Let's say you plant an orange seed, the seed grows to become an orange tree. The tree doesn't eat the fruits. The fruits are for man and for people to eat, so even nature doesn't live for itself, you know. So yeah, I think life's end goal for me is to cause impact, is to make people feel better about themselves, is to give people hope, is to share my story and hope it enables someone to be better out there. Life's end goal literally is not to live for myself. Yeah, I think that's it for me. Joshua is back again, and Joshua says, will you marry me? We have a proposal in the house, guys. Will you marry me? I think there's a song like that. I don't know if it's Naira Marley that sang, but I think there's a song like that. It's a recent song. I don't know, but I think I've heard it somewhere. Will I marry you? Well, like I said earlier, I don't see myself ready to get married, but will I marry you? Time will tell, okay? I think that time will tell. And that was question number 10, guys. Question number 11. Did you ever... Okay, I know what I'm gonna do. This question is sensitive, and I didn't want to call the person's name, but I think I'm just gonna call another name. So it says, did you ever like me? And plus, if we were to go out and chill, what would you like to do? Putting me on some truth and dare cruise. The person says, I'm curious about it, and it's coming from Dozier. So did I ever like you? Yes, I did. You're a very amazing person. Very super amazing. You're an NYSC governor, so shout out to you. You're going to find someone that's going to like you better than me. So you're a very amazing person. Yes, and yes, I liked you. Romantic, everything, woman's man, husband material, 1,000 yards, you know, the class, the dress sense, the balance, the sense, the wisdom, everything is there. If we were to go out and chill, what would you like to do? Well, I would like to do what I would like to do. So that is why I want to go out to chill with you, okay? These are the necessary decisions that we have to put in place to make sure, say, we know they lose God. I would love to go out with you, but at the same time, you know, it's been a minute. It's been almost 2 years since I saw you, and I would love to go out with you. And, you know, love to go out with you. Thank you for putting me at this button. Well done. The 12th question, guys. What is the inspiration behind your blogging? It's coming from Charles. What is the inspiration behind your blogging? So like I said, if you haven't gotten my email, please do yourself a favor and get one for yourself. So what is the inspiration behind my blogging? Very quickly, I started blogging, and funny how I started blogging about my ex. You know, and no, I didn't start blogging because of him. My first article was about him, but you know, with time, it was just God telling me, there are so many things to you, Lois. You have so many thoughts that in the long run you're gonna have to process to help people come to a better place, to help people come to a better understanding, to help you yourself grow to the person that I've wanted you or that I want you to be. Okay, so that's the inspiration behind my blog. And I always tell people, before any post reaches out to communicate any sort of understanding to you, it has first communicated that understanding to me. I have learned from it first, or I am wanting to learn from it before it is passed to you. So the inspiration behind my blogging is me wanting to be a better version of myself, and invariably wanting you to be a better version of yourself, you know. So I think that's just it. Question 13, how do you self-motivate, especially from a place of exhaustion? So Victor is asking, how do I self-motivate? Well, it's not easy, but I think it's all about focus. It's all about knowing where you're going to. So there are days where, as an entrepreneur, okay, I work, but I'm also an entrepreneur. So there are days where, as an entrepreneur, you have a lot of things to do, but you just want to see a movie, or you just want to clear your head, or a lot of things feel overwhelming. First off, you can't do anything without having a to-do list. Let your to-do list be comprehensive, down to the phone calls that you have to make. If not, you're going to be overwhelmed almost every single time. That's one of the things I do that helps me self-motivate. So I'm looking at my to-do list. I'm seeing that, Lois, you have things to do that you are yet to do. In my head, I create a timetable. So if I can't do it, or if I'm procrastinating anything on that list, I know the deadline I've set. I know when I can meet up to free up myself and to also rest. So that's one of the ways that I self-motivate. And from a place of exhaustion, like I said, I give myself deadlines, or better still, if I have people that I'm working with, if I have people that I have to do stuff for that I've already given a deadline, I cannot go beyond that deadline because it rubs off on my integrity in terms of the job that I have to offer or the services that I have to offer. And so I don't want you going to say, she said my work was going to be ready on the 12th of March. On the 13th of March, you're hitting me or sliding into my DM saying my work is not ready. What is happening? And so someone else comes to meet you. Oh, hi, you used Lois to work on your project. How was she? Did she deliver, you know? Well, and then you're saying, well, her work was good, just that I had issues with the time. She said this and, you know, when, but no. I honestly, those are stories that I don't like hearing, and I don't like doing it to people, and I don't like it being done to me. So I just try my best to avoid it. So literally, how I self-motivate, I try my best to keep my to-do list, and I operate from a point of integrity. So my integrity of the integrity of the job that I do comes first before any exhaustion or any rest or any leisure. And so sometimes if you're doing a job for someone, like operating from a place of exhaustion, knowing that you're gonna get tired or you have a lot of things to do and you're gonna be tired at the end of the day, give deadlines, extend those deadlines. So something you can do within a day, you tell the person, expect it within 3 to 5 days. You can say on or before Tuesday, on or before Wednesday. And so within that time frame, you have time to rest, you have time to do whatever you want to do and still do the job and return it to the person without the integrity of your job being affected. So I think I've said a lot on that. Number 14, what's the most important thing you've learned in life? What's the most important thing you've learned in life? Femi is asking. I would say is, without God, I am nothing. I think that sums it all up. Everything I've had to learn comes under that umbrella, that without God, I am nothing. But that's just for another day. Femi, I hope I've answered you. Number 15. My very good friend, Visayo. Will you ever show us the full picture of your lock screen? So if you're on my WhatsApp, you've probably seen screenshots of my lock screen sometimes, because I took that picture 2018, almost 3 years. By December, it'll be 3 years. But the full screenshot is going to lead a lot of people to hell. And that's not what I'm all about. I'm all about raising kingdom giants for the Lord. Doctors and men of Zion. So you can't see that. I know you want to say, Lord, why do you still have it? Lord, please allow me. This Christian work is progressive. Let me just do what I want to do when I'm convicted enough. I can say, okay, but it's, you're never gonna see that picture out there. It is so tempting sometimes, because you just want to bask and absorb in, you know, the beauty and the perfection in quotes of your picture sometimes. And this is that picture for me. I mean, it's been my lock screen for almost 3 years, so it's a picture that I love so much. But Fisaya, to answer your question, you're never gonna see that lock screen. Nobody's ever gonna see the full picture of that lock screen, except you are with me. I can show it physically to you, but online, now I don't think it's ever gonna be there. Number 16. Alaso is asking, number 16, you said you have exes. How did this occur? body counts? I've already talked about body counts, so I'm not going to talk about that again, but okay. I said I have exes. How did this occur? Like, I feel this is a very good question. How did this occur? How do people have exes? Like, I don't understand. Well, like, it's such a funny question, guys. But to address this from how I understand that this question is coming from, is trying to say, when you post your pictures on your social media, you don't maybe put captions that interpret the person as your partner, you know. And that is something you guys would have to live with, because I don't see it happening anytime soon. I have people I go into relationships with, I post up their pictures on social media, but I don't need to, you know. It's one thing to even put those captions. Number two, it's another thing to put those captions and then you relate to it. Because I put cheesy captions of a lot of men all the time on my social media. These are people that are close to me and they have a part of my heart, you know, a piece of my heart, but I don't have anything to do with them. And I still put the people that I have something to do with, but you people can't tell the difference. So don't be asking me questions like, I said I have exes, how did that occur? Like, how did it happen? Because it just happened because it happened. And I have exes, please. Okay, let's be guided that. The fact that you can't decipher when, you know, it is this person, this is the person that Lois is going out with, I think that's the issue you're having a problem with. But I'm here to assure you that you're forever going to have that issue, except I openly come out to tell you, this is the person that I am involved with. Okay, so number 17, Miriam is asking, how do you work through frustrating situations and feeling persons and disappointment? Well, first off, I'm a person that doesn't like no for an answer. That's one. I'm a person that once I'm involved with something, with a project, with anything, I don't like it failing. I don't take disappointment well. I know they're a part of the learning process. They help challenge you, but I don't take them well, because I don't like getting involved with something and then it fails, you know. So I take my time, actually. But when I do, okay, when I do, they hit me really hard. They really do hit me hard. But then again, I'm not the person that is wired to be swamped up by her failures, or to be swamped up by disappointments. I sulk, I take it in, I beat myself up a lot. I do beat myself, you have no idea. I beat myself up. it's not good, but I do it. And after that, I pick up, I get up from the floor, and I say, okay, Lois, we're going again. We're going with a different approach. This is why you failed. This is what you need to do. I'm not wired to let my setbacks overcome me or overwhelm me. Whatever decision that I have to take, best believe I'm going to take it. But when the most important thing you need to know pertaining your question is that I do have disappointment, I do have frustrating situations, I do not take them nicely. They really do hit me and I beat myself up for it, but I do not let them swamp me up to the point that I cannot rise up against them. So we have two more questions. I feel I've just been talking and trying to be fast so that I don't, you know, bore you or anything, but I hope I've been interesting enough. Okay, so number 18. How come Dolapo is asking, how come all these hearties are around you yet you are cruising with yourself? That's one. Number two, how did you become so extraordinary? Let me start with your first question. So if you're not on my WhatsApp, you're really missing out, my God, because I post up a lot of things. I post up my men. Ever since I was in secondary school, I've always had more male friends than females. You know, I have female friends now. I'm so happy that I have my sisterhood in check. I'm so super happy. Back in secondary school, I didn't have that support from like my girls. I didn't even have any girls like around. It was just my guys. And I've just always been that person. So the love to answer your question, how come you have all these hotties around and yet you are cruising with yourself? I think to further buttress your question, you said you were saying something around I'm just enjoying myself alone, and then you were like, you're not just saying I shouldn't enjoy myself, but all these men around me not placing pressure, you know, because one thing is for sure, that they're definitely blown away by me. So guys, what Dolapo is really trying to say here is that I know you're an amazing person. I know that all these men you surround yourself with, they see it. So why are you not getting involved with any one of them? To answer your question, I think I would just say you have a lot of friends around you. Why don't you share? Why aren't you more intimate with some in terms of your personal life than others? Okay, it's a lot of things to consider. Vibe, personality, you know, different things. I have amazing friends that I cherish, that have a piece of my heart. I do not joke with my friends. If you know me, I believe in genuine friendships, genuine relationships. I believe in that so much, and I love building, you know, towards something, friendship, relationship, whatever. I love that sustainability. So I'm just enjoying myself because I haven't met the person yet that is going to vibe with me like on that relationship level. They're there. Well, I'm not making an excuse, but I think right now I just want to be in myself. I think that's the only way I can answer your question. I have amazing friends, but it's just like, how, okay, now I'm amazing, you know, I'm amazing, but at the same time I already took a decision this year that I wasn't going to get into a relationship this year. So my friends can be like that too. They might have taken decisions like that that they're not ready, and you never can tell because you're outside and you're seeing these things. But me, I know that they're not ready to get into a relationship. I'm not saying that's the case, but I'm just giving different situations where, you know, you have these amazing people around you, but you can't just get involved. And then it's not everybody. I'm smart enough to know that it's not everybody, you know, that you're on that level of friendship with that would have a thing with you and it will last. Sometimes you end up breaking the friendship. So sometimes you can already discern that we're good as friends and nothing more. You know, even if maybe you see something with this person, it might probably be later, not now, because if it starts now, it's going to all just come down and crash. So I think it has to do with a lot of discernment. I have my friends around me, even if you are liking from a distance, so long as me, I've not started liking back, I beg, don't come and shoot shots this year. Even if you want to just stylishly be shooting the shot, read all this. I know a lot of you people will say girls will give red signals, green signals, blue, yellow, all these signals are not clear, my dear. But see, you just have to know how to discern. You just have to know that you're in sync with someone in your head. Does not mean someone is sync. And then don't just read meanings anyhow. In fact, you're not holding your mouth. Ask the question stylishly. What if? Please, let's be guided. That's just be careful so you don't ruin friendships. I'm saying this now because there's some people like me. I hide my personality a lot sometimes when I'm with people because if they see the other sides to me, the funny, the goofy, and everything, everybody wants to catch feelings. It's the same way some guys are too, how they are. I have friends like that. You start catching feelings for them if you're not careful. And then in the end, it's going to end in maximum tears. So the only thing I can say is, I've not just met that person yet that I'm going to say, okay, oh, because Galapo. Another thing is, have you had a heartbreak before? If you have had a heartbreak, you know that, you know, matters of the heart, you don't just jump in because maybe you just the vibe or you just feel you don't do that. Speaking from experience, even if sometimes experience not even enough because you still fall inside and lose guard sometimes, thanks the grace of God. Speaking from experience, I don't wish anybody heartbreaks because those things are not nice at all. All I can say is that you just have to check and weigh a lot of things before you jump in. That there are a lot of people around you does not mean that they're available or you can just get involved with them. I think that's all I'm gonna say on that. So number 19, second to the last question actually, from Dorcas. Lois, when are you going to introduce me to your new catch? I had to change my friend's name to her other name so people will know code. When are you going to introduce it to your new catch? Please, to everybody that's listening to this, there's no new catch. Please, I'm just on my own like this in this Abuja. Because Dorcas here is telling me, you can't tell me that there are no guys in Abuja, whatnot. I know it's the capital city, but there are guys everywhere, my dear. There are girls everywhere. So, there's no new catch. There's nobody, sometimes a lot of people find it hard to believe, but trust me, I have a lot of male friends around me, but not every time I'm thinking towards that direction. And Dorcas is also asking, do you and your ex still talk? Well, we do not talk. Dear ex, if you ever get to listen to this voice note, this is me. No, not this voice note. Oh my God. If you ever get to listen to this podcast, this is me telling you that I miss you a lot. I miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you so much. I thought I was going to be emotional when I'm saying this. Oh my God. Yes, this is not part of the questions asked, but one thing led to another, and me and my ex, you know, we had to part ways, and it's not part of the question, so I'm not going to address it, but just know that it was nobody's fault. Yes, so I'm vulnerable with you people. If it was my fault, I go toxic on my fault, but it was nobody's fault. Yeah, so it makes it extremely hard. I think it's in the list of one of the hardest things that I've had to do in my 20 plus years on earth. I'm still getting over it, you know, my heart is still mending, you know. But it's really hard on some days, and we do not talk because we can't handle it emotionally. But dear ex, like I said, if you're listening to this, I miss you a lot. I hope you're good. I hope you're taking good care of yourself. I think I'm just gonna stop there. Okay, the last question. You people, Ariana is asking, when would you introduce us to your Mr. Right? Like, what did I do to you people like this? Like, what did I do? There's no Mr. Right currently. The only time I can clearly state, pump and plain, that introduction for Mr. Right to be done is when they have put ring, you know, then I will now come out openly. You know, you have to, what's that thing that you have to say? Payment validates order. Exactly. Ring has to be there like this before I come and say, this is the love of my life, the what, give her the go. But you will see him on my, you will see him on, in fact, my ex is even on my Instagram. You will see them, but you will never know. That's just it, because there are just too many of my wonderful male friends around me. So, Mr. Right, I'm not interested. I don't think I'm interested in putting to Mr. Right anytime soon, because I've not even found Mr. Right. I've not even found Mr. Left, even dragging to the right. See, I've not found anything. But we are praying that God is going to make a way where it's looking like the way is taking too long. God will, you know, put bridge there like that and help our ministry. That's the only thing that I can say. Oh my God, I haven't done a podcast this long in a while.
And so yeah, there is no Mr. Right to introduce you to and to answer your question. Then to go back to the last question that I said I was going to address, I haven't really given it a thought, a deep thought, but what can you sacrifice your life for? I don't want to say what's not true, or I don't want to say what's not thought out. I think I will address this in one of my blog posts. What can you sacrifice your life for? I think I will address this on one of my blog posts. Anyways, guys, we've come to the end of this. If you enjoyed this as much as I did, you know, making this for you, I love you guys. If you listen to this while driving, you know, anything, I'm so happy that you're listening to this. I'm so happy that you ask these questions. I'm so happy that you want to know these things about me. And I just want to say to everyone out there that I'm not perfect. I have my flaws, I have my days, I have my moments. Trust me, it did my body. But at the same time, it's the willingness to yes, that's Delapo's question. How did you become so extraordinary? Was an answer. The willingness to grow. The willingness to be intentional, the willingness to prioritize, to take decisions, you know, that are important, because you know that your destiny cannot afford to pay the price of falling short of those decisions that need to be implemented in your life. It's keeping my priorities right. It's knowing that, Lois, you can't mess up. It's telling myself words every single day to challenge me to adjust my focus, to give me a new or a refreshing mental reevaluation every day, to make me not to lose track. You know, these things are intentional that you have to do to stay on top of your game, to stay ahead in life, to stay winning. You know, you have to be intentional and committed to yourself, your life, and your destiny, because these things are important. So guys, we've come to the end of this podcast session. I hope you enjoyed it. So till I see you next time, don't forget to visit loispiration.com, because we have amazing posts for you. We have different things lined up, and it is your go-to inspirational hub and inspirational and self-development hub. Tell a friend to visit loispiration.com. If you listen to this podcast, share it along. You never know how somebody might learn from it. So till I see you next time, thank you for staying with us. Goodbye. It is your girl Lois Darikabo signing out and saying, till I see you next time. Bye.